This is Blackjack, a nail-biting, hair-raising thriller, Jack Ryder Book 4, written by Willow Rose, narrated by Michael Mola for Hot Ghost Productions. Prologue. Blackjack, a card game in which the player attempts to approach 21, but not exceed it. August, 2010. Having a baby was by far the greatest thing to have happened to Susan Murray. She knew it would be, since they all said so. Literally everyone who touched her stomach told her that it was the biggest thing she was ever going to experience in life. And she believed them. But they hadn't told her the entire truth, had they? They hadn't exactly told her how hard it was going to be, nor had they mentioned the many endless, sleepless nights. Well, that's not exactly true. Her friend Marley had said she would lose sleep, but she had added that it would be totally worth it. She hadn't mentioned the fact that Susan was going to constantly feel like she'd been run over by a dump truck. Nor had she mentioned that she and her husband Bob were going to be yelling at each other in the middle of the night because she simply couldn't take being woken up yet again because the baby had to eat. And so far, it had only been 21 days. Susan sighed and looked at her husband sitting across the table from her while shoveling in granola and yogurt. In front of her lingered a bowl of cereal that she was way too exhausted to eat. She had Shandell in her arms as she was still breastfeeding and had been all morning.
"Doesn't this baby ever take a break?"
Susan knew she was supposed to sleep whenever the baby did, but so far she had hardly slept at all. Not more than an hour here and there.
"Try and eat something," Bob said flatly. Leftover milk in his beard. "You need the strength."
Susan grabbed the spoon in her one free hand and leaned over to eat. But as she did, the baby started to fuss.
"She's doing it again,"
Susan said with a deep sigh and dropped the spoon back in the bowl. She gazed, frustrated, at her husband, even though she knew he couldn't do anything about it.
"It's like she can't suck properly."
Bob sighed and looked at his watch.
"Listen, babe, I have to get to work."
Of course he did. For the first time in their marriage, Susan was actually jealous of him. She used to be a teacher, but when she married Bob and became pregnant, he told her it was time to quit. That now she was becoming a mother and had to take care of their child. Susan had loved the idea. She wasn't very fond of teaching. It hadn't quite lived up to her expectations. Kids could be monsters from time to time, but right now she would take a day with her second graders any time over this. The thought of spending yet another day alone with this small baby doing nothing but breastfeeding and changing diapers all day.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?